our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're awesome.
That's the word on the street.
This is a podcast about Adam and Holly being awesome.
Is that what the podcast is about?
Spoiler alert.
Can I be clear? I've never known what this podcast is about, per se.
This is about, I'm telling you, it's a spoiler alert, because we're going to...
Is it a spoiler? We're like 200 episodes.
We're going to reveal the ending of a movie from
50 years ago. It was written in the 60s, right? 50 years ago. Spoiler! Rosemary's Baby's Demon Baby. So if you didn't know that, now you know.
No, I mean, you have to... If you haven't seen Rosemary's Baby yet...
Like, watch it.
I mean, I guess you would already know what it's about.
It's fine if you know the whole time that Rosemary's Baby is a demon baby. Like, that doesn't really dampen...
Yeah, it's not like it wasn't trying to hold it up.
It barely even shows you the baby. That's what I really felt like was missing, was more of the baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the movie is...
Oh, she's terrible. What was the actress's name?
Mia Farrow.
What was the actor's name? It's probably Charlton Heston or some shit.
I don't know.
Like,
I have no idea who that is.
Alexa, who was in Rosemary's Baby?
Rosemary's Baby's cast members include Mia Farrow, Sharon Tate, Tony Curtis, John Cassavetes, and Charles Grodin.
There you go.
Check out the Alexa app.
She probably linked me to IMDb. She knows some stuff, yes? I should actually mute that. I'm gonna mute the echo for now.
Anyway, so...
You're talking about Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah, I was sleeping. I had a nap.
You had a nap for like an hour. You're just waking up.
Mm-hmm. Then you just got home from work.
I did just get home from work. Partly because I didn't go to work until like 11 today, so... Then you gotta work for 8 hours. Or you really should work for 8 hours. It's kind of a dick move if you don't. Mm-hmm. And everyone else is, like, working for 8 hours. Did you know that in Japan, the people who work my job get paid, like, regular salaried pay, and then they also get paid overtime pay if they work overtime?
Hmm.
What the fuck is that? They're salaried and they get overtime.
That's because in some other countries, they understand that people shouldn't work...
They have fair labor laws.
...more than 40 hours a week.
Yeah. Well, a lot of other countries have, like, a standard 35 or 36-hour work week.
Did you know that in my job, I'm not allowed to get overtime?
Yeah. I thought you were going to be getting overtime. Seems like nobody knows what's happening.
No.
Let's not talk about either one of our jobs, because they're both really stressful right now. Let's talk about something else. Let's not talk about how it's going to be the apocalypse tomorrow, either. Or might be the apocalypse. Yeah. There's like a 40-some percent chance of it being the apocalypse.
Oh, I'm glad you have apocalypse boots.
I do have apocalypse boots.
You have zippers that you can put things in. Like if you have a peanut.
I can put like a peanut in one side and 2 quarters in the other side. Mm-hmm. 3 quarters. And then I could go to the mystery soda machine until it runs out.
Mm-hmm. Or do laundry once.
I could wash clothes once. I couldn't dry them. I could wash them, though. Maybe. I don't know. This is Seattle. Laundromats might cost more. We saw Doctor Strange the other day. Mm. Do you want to talk about Doctor Strange?
Yeah, it was all right. It was pretty good.
It was all right. It was great.
It was pretty good, yeah. I thought it was pretty good.
It's very visually stunning. Mm. So if you have the opportunity, if you don't mind 3D, and you can watch a movie in 3D, I know the 3D in some theaters is kind of dizzying. Mm-hmm. It really depends on the theater. Or if you can see it in IMAX, it's a pretty movie.
Yeah, it's a lot of cool visual effects, but some of the script just didn't feel right. It felt forced to me, like the way that the dialogue was.
Yeah, some of it felt a little forced funny too. Like the jokes, some of them didn't really feel like they fit.
Yeah.
But overall, it's a really good movie.
Yeah.
I think it's a good setup for any additional movies with Doctor Strange in them, too.
Yeah, it's the Doctor Strange origin story, because no one knew that yet.
Yeah, it's not a deep movie. It's not a thick plot or anything. It's pretty... I wouldn't say predictable, but definitely, there's not a lot of surprises.
Yeah, I think the issue that I had with the way it doesn't keep the same tone throughout it. Like, the tone shifts a lot.
It does shift, but I think that shift is also a reflection of his growth as a person. That's part of it, too, right? He changed as a person a lot through the movie.
Yeah, but...
So I can see why the tone of the movie
I'm not saying that, it shifts from beginning to end. It's just, it's all over the place.
Oh, it's like,
very
up and down.
Erratic. Like, there's, moments of levity where there doesn't need to be. And...
Yeah, there's some strange moments of levity.
Yeah, that's all.
That don't really fit.
But it was a cool story.
Oh, it's totally worth seeing. 100% worth seeing.
Yeah.
And it was someone said that they're in the Emmy for Best Actor in a Movie. Emmys are TV.
Oscar.
For the Best Actor in a Movie is Fractals in Doctor Strange. Because there's a lot of Fractals.
Did someone say that?
Yeah. Hmm. I thought that was funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Like the buildings go sideways.
Yeah, they get real fractally.
Yeah.
What else did we do recently?
We watched episode 6 of Westworld.
Oh, Westworld.
I have a notebook,
you guys.
Were
we watching Westworld last week? We were, right? Yeah, we talked about it.
I think so, yeah.
We are now caught up with Westworld, which is a terrible thing, because I keep forgetting what it's like to watch a show.
But we have 6 episodes that we can watch over and over again now.
It's true.
To get every little nugget.
Like, it's actually worth watching over and over again, because we watched the first 5 episodes, and then in preparation for the 6th episode, started to watch the first 5 again. I think we only made it through 2 or 3, but
We had to go, do real
world
stuff.
Yeah, you, see and understand totally different things.
Uh-huh.
It's really, really interesting.
What was the quote? These violent delights
have violent ends.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
That's it. That's an important phrase.
It is. Maybe. We're pretty sure.
I think so.
It's a theory.
It's all very theories. It's only said in 2 episodes.
Yeah.
But.
So the theory part of this feels a lot like Lost, except I think that the theories are more sound here because they've already finished the story. They already know what the story's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Lost, where they were kind of making it up as they go because they didn't know how long it
was
going to be.
Well, I don't know if they know the whole story.
I feel like they do. After what happened with Lost, I feel like they have to have it planned out. You're grabbing something. Your bag. Adam's grabbing his bag.
We had our 50% off everything sale.
It's not a euphemism. Oh, dear. What have you purchased? Cheddar cheese corn. Cheddar cheese popcorn. I see Pez. Oh, I'm sorry.
This is a Christmas gift for someone.
Oh.
I was going to send it to my brother.
Okay. I don't think he actually consistently listens to the podcast.
Yeah, and he doesn't care anyway.
He doesn't care.
What else?
I forgot all about it, and then you told me, and then I forgot again, which is fine, because I didn't get out of work till late, but...
Yeah, it's fine. Oh, no.
What happened to the other thing you got?
Oh, no.
Did you forget to get it?
I must have left it there. I paid for it.
What is it?
I bought wax lips.
Oh, no, wax lips. So you're not eating sugar right now.
Yeah, they're wax. You don't
No,
eat
I
them.
Know, but I was prefacing, you're not eating sugar.
Yeah. I bought all
that's
things
the only reason to eat wax lips.
Yeah, and they're like big lips, and you're like, I got wax lips.
You don't have big lips. Like, as a person, you really don't. I don't either. Yeah.
You have regular
lips.
And
your lips disappear when you close your mouth because you have a beard.
Uh-huh.
You have a lot of beard right now. You're very yawny.
Yeah, well, I was asleep just recently.
Yeah.
So I was going to, I found a mod for Stardew Valley. I was going to play Stardew Valley again, but then I realized that would take a lot of time that I don't really have.
How do you not have time? What else are you using chai for right now?
I was too busy sleeping.
Oh, well. I mean, if you're going to prioritize sleeping over fun, then that's always going to happen.
I was looking at Reddit.
So you do have time. You just chose to spend your time other ways. Well, I got Babylon 5 from the library yesterday, so we're going to have to do that too.
But anyway, the mod for Stardew Valley was 3 new crops per season.
Yeah.
Just pineapples and...
I don't like pineapples as a crop. It feels weird in Stardew Valley. Because it feels like the crops in Stardew Valley are kind of written for like a northy North American sort of climate. Mm-hmm. Like you could grow
peanuts.
Pretty much everything that's in Stardew Valley in like Iowa, right? But pineapples you can't. Yeah, pineapples is entirely different. So
you
that feels
star fruit anywhere.
Star fruit's like the trees are different. The trees, I think they kind of had a shoehorn in because there's not that many fruit trees that grow in them.
No, star fruit, it's
not even a real fruit, for one thing. I mean, star fruit's real, but not like the star fruit that's in Stardew Valley. That's a different kind of fruit.
What?
It's okay. Everything's fine.
I am confused.
I know you are, and that's okay. Sometimes we're all confused.
Right. Let's do our snack.
Oh, yeah, we have a snack! No.
No, it's this.
No, it's not.
Okay, we're going to do strong gummy.
No, we're not doing strong gummy. We bought something else for a snack this week, remember?
No.
Because you're not eating candy anymore?
No, but strong gummy.
No, we're not eating strong gummy.
But I have to have it.
I don't care.
I'm tired.
Well, drink some water.
That's not going to...
Well, I'm going to go get our real snacks, so you should talk about something on the podcast while I do that.
So, I was going to eat strong gummy, and she says we're not now.
We never were.
We opened it.
No.
Like 3 weeks ago. I remember where our snack is.
Yeah, I know.
Are you preparing it?
Yeah.
Is there a preparation involved?
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to Google it first? Because I don't want to ruin it.
I was just going to cut it up.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to cook it or anything.
I don't know what you're supposed to do with it.
I think you cook it and put it in the pie.
Really?
Or
really? A pie?
Jelly. I have no idea what you're doing.
Jelly?
I think it's a thing that people use in desserts, though. Like, I've definitely seen...
It looks like a tomato.
I've definitely seen it on the British Bake Off.
Okay.
But, like, I think it's, like...
Do you slice it?
I'm gonna.
Do you eat the skin? So, anyway, should I tell everybody what our snack is?
Sure.
It's a persimmon.
It is a persimmon.
I've heard of them, and I've never eaten one.
Okay. So, I cut it open. Alexa. Oh, I turned her off. Do you want to Google if you can eat the skin? I think you can. I feel like it's
getting... I'm gonna figure out persimmon.
So, I sliced it open...
Okay.
And it's got like a star shape in it. Look.
Oh, that's like an asterisk.
Yeah.
What are persimmons good for?
Just Google, can you eat this game? I don't care about anything else right now.
No. Four ways to eat a persimmon. What? What's wrong?
Nothing. Go ahead. You're looking up four ways to eat a persimmon.
Yeah. Check the variety name. What the fuck? Look for defects. Consider special varieties. Okay, confirm the persimmon is sweet. Sweet persimmons are typically tomato-shaped.
Okay, so that seems like this one.
Okay, eat when firm and orange.
Okay, well, this is a little redder than orange.
Wash it. Cut off the leaves and slice it.
I did slice it.
The skin is edible and usually thin.
It's kind of thick, so I cut that off.
Eat it raw.
Okay.
Try adding lemon juice or cream and sugar. I'm not doing that.
Nope. Read it raw. All right, we each got two
That's
pieces.
Crazy. That's crazy. You guys.
We each got two pieces, and I had a little taste of it already.
And so we bought this persimmon.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
I don't think I even cleaned the cutting board. These persimmons smell like garlic. I don't think you washed the cutting board from the last time. Okay, but they're just going to taste like garlic. Because the cutting board had garlic on it.
Right.
Okay, it's like an orange fruit. It's kind of got the firmness of like a cantaloupe.
Tastes like garlic.
Yeah, I told you that it would.
Oh.
It tastes awful like garlic. I'm gonna go cut some more on a different part of the cutting board.
No, it's got like a banana. You know how like when you eat a banana, it's like dry?
Yeah. Is it dry? Okay. Let me try to get a non-garlic part of the cutting board.
Did you eat it already?
No.
Oh.
I tried a little bit of the skin.
It's so strange.
Is it bad?
I don't think I like it.
Okay.
Like, it's really drying out my mouth.
That's weird. Alright, let me just take a little bit here.
It's such a strange fruit. It's not like anything else.
Oh.
Like, it doesn't taste bad, but it's got
like
a... It, like, sucks the moisture out of your face.
It almost hurts your mouth. That is weird. I bet that would be good in, like, a jelly or a jam or something.
Oh, I don't know. I have to put this in somewhere else where I don't need it.
Just throw it away. It's fine. It also tastes like garlic, so.
I'm not into it.
Nope. No, ma'am. Oh. I have that water that you just...
It doesn't help.
Somewhere.
It doesn't help.
You guys, water doesn't help. How? What is wrong with this persimmon?
Did we get a bum persimmon?
Maybe it's supposed to be like that.
I'm on Wikipedia persimmon.
That's the strangest
thing.
The
persimmon is an edible fruit of a number of species of trees. We think we saw a persimmon tree in Seattle yesterday, and one fell off because a squirrel knocked it off. Culinary uses.
They're usually eaten whole like an apple and maybe peeled.
The flesh ranges from firm to mushy, and the texture is unique. The flesh is sweet, and when firm owing to being unripe, possesses an apple-like crunch.
Oh, it's not ripe at all. It's not crunchy at all. It was soft.
Maybe that's how it was supposed to be. I don't know which kind of persimmon this is. American persimmons are completely inedible until they are fully ripe. What does that mean? Is that what we had? Is that what we had?
I don't know.
Why doesn't your right click work?
I don't know.
There we go.
I don't know.
That doesn't look like what we had.
Yeah.
Plus, I think it
looks ripe. Yeah, it's orange. It's orange AF.
Unripe fruit, which is high in tannins, has a bitter, astringent flavor.
That sounds about right.
Okay, so maybe it wasn't ripe yet.
Yeah, it's very... I'd say astringent is the
Yeah.
The term for it. Because it just dries out your mouth.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's a persimmon, you guys.
Why? I feel like we did persimmons wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel weird about this. Maybe we had Diasporos digina.
Yeah.
That's the other one that's bad when it's unripe. Oh, no, we didn't have that.
Nope, that's a black
thing. That's a black thing.
All right. Okay, can I sit back down in my chair?
Maybe we just did persimmons wrong. Mm-hmm. If someone has a persimmon dessert that they want to make and bring to us, or if they just know what a good persimmon is like and want to bring that, that's fine. But I don't know what to do with the rest of this persimmon.
Put it in the garbage bucket.
I don't want to. It feels like a waste. We paid like $2 for that persimmon.
Well, yeah.
I can't think of anything that would fix that texture.
Because it just, like
even
it just
if you could soak that in water and it would still make your mouth dry somehow. It's not like, well, obviously it's not dry. It's something that coats your mouth that makes
it's
it
like,
uncomfortable.
It's like when you eat a banana, like how your mouth kind of gets like covered in stuff. It's like that million times
I have like a different experience with bananas though because I'm a little allergic to them.
Okay.
Did you buy a salad today?
Yeah.
You know we just own salad,
listen.
Right? Okay. That's fine. I
bought a salad I'm not eating anything made of sugar.
That's fine.
Or starch.
It's fine. I was just confused for a second. All right. I wouldn't recommend a persimmon. Unless you really know what you're doing.
That thing's a dud.
I think they're popular in like Asia, right?
Yeah, you know what else is popular in Asia? Durian.
Apparently Garibaldi is a Polish name. That's all. Mrs. Rich Person. No, wait. Oh, Mrs. Garibaldi. You're right. It is Italian because she's not the Polish person in this situation. Mrs. Garibaldi was interviewing Christina, a rich person. After asking her many questions, the housewife said, "Do you have any religious views?" "No," said the rich person girl, "but I have some good pictures of Coney Island and Niagara Falls." That's a fair question, uh-huh. I think.
Like,
fair
is
answer.
That like, can you see a church out of your window? What's happened?
Oh, I'm just trying to figure out how we've only been doing this podcast for 18 minutes. This has felt long already. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because I had a long day.
I don't know if, what else do we do? Do you want to do top three?
Oh yeah, we're going to bring back top three some more. Mm-hmm. I had another thing I wanted to do and I don't remember what it was. What do you want to do for top three? Top three fruits that aren't persimmons. like, top three fruits. Oh, do we ever do top three fruits?
I think this is kind of like a torture because I can't have fruits anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, you can totally have fruit. You're the one imposing that on yourself.
Right.
Top three...
Bananas.
Bananas! Well, it turns out I've only ever had two kinds of bananas.
No, that's one of my
bananas fruit. Is your top three fruit? Mm. It's one of the top three. Is that number three?
Yeah. I like bananas because you can put, like, make a smoothie and you put a banana in it and it gives it, like, a thick texture.
Are we counting berries as fruit?
Yeah, they're obviously fruit.
Okay. My...
Are berries not fruit generally?
I don't know.
I always thought they were. Well,
they're like a separate thing. It's like fruits and berries, right?
Yeah, like seeds and berries.
Well, I'm going to count berries as fruits.
Yeah, because they have like seeds in them. They're just tiny fruit.
Yeah, that's a good point about them having seeds. I mean, cucumbers have seeds too. I don't think cucumbers are fruits. Are they?
Technically. Like a tomato's a fruit.
Tomato's a fruit, but is a cucumber a fruit?
It grows on a vine. A gourd is a fruit, right?
Is a bean a fruit? Like a string bean? No, it's like a legume, right? That grows on a vine, so I don't think growing on a vine makes it a fruit.
What's a legume?
It's like nuts. Nuts and...
But nuts are, nuts like, and nuts beans. Are weird. Like, because yeah, cashews grow... confusing. A cashew is a seed.
It's like a separate thing and entirely that's not... And a peanut
grows underground. Like, they're...
Peanuts grow underground?
Yeah, they're root.
I feel like I learn that every 6 months.
Peanuts grow underground.
And I still never... There's probably a record 4 times of me saying, peanuts grow underground on the podcast. Listen to old episodes, you guys.
If you can find them.
You can. They're all on our website.
Are they?
Yeah, they're all still there.
They cleared out the old ones.
No, I think they're still there.
That was the iTunes feed or something.
Yeah, the iTunes only keeps the most recent ones, but the website still has them all.
Follow us on Twitter.
@ Aha Podcast. We don't tweet that much, but
check us out on Instagram, which I've never even seen.
We don't have an Instagram. I don't know how to use Instagram.
I think it's like you take pictures.
You do, but I think there's like hashtags and filters and stuff I don't really understand.
Check out our Tumblr.
We don't have a Tumblr.
At tumblr.com.
I don't know how to use Tumblr.
I don't know
either.
What that is.
It turns out that I'm old.
Yeah, we're old.
And I don't know how to use Snapchat correctly. And I don't know.
How do you use Snapchat correctly?
Yeah, it's not the way we're doing it. I don't know, all the kids like do their main communication on Snapchat, which tells me that I'm not using Snapchat correctly.
Well, there's like a chat.
Right, I get that. I don't think they're using the chat, though. Like, the way that I communicate on Snapchat would not work as regular communication, which tells me I'm not doing it the way the kids are doing it.
We use Snapchat as a supplement.
Yeah, we supplement texting and Facebook, which the kids aren't doing. Kids are off Facebook.
Not, yeah, because yeah, Facebook is all old people who want to share memes with each other and complain about
us.
Elections.
Oh, that's almost over. It'll either be the apocalypse or the lead up to the apocalypse.
Either one of those two.
I can't. I legitimately consider not going to work tomorrow and just trying to sleep the entire day away so that I don't have to worry about it anymore. Because I'm really worried about it. Like, really extra super worried about it. Because it's actually... really scary. But I can't think about that anymore. Can we go back to our top three fruits?
Yeah.
My number three is pears, because I like pears.
Which kind of pears, though?
Pear ones. I haven't eaten all the kinds of pears. There's like I've never had an Asian pear before.
There's brown pears.
There's bosque pears.
And green pears. And red pears. And aspers.
Aspers?
Aspers. They stop you from freezing.
I'm very confused.
I think that's what they do.
And I'm definitely missing something.
The Pokemon berries are aspers.
Oh, they're aspers! I get it. I get it now.
Asper berries.
Yeah, because it's like pear. With pears.
Asian pear.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never had an Asian pear. I don't know. I just like pears.
Asian pears look like apples.
Yeah. They kind of do. I wonder what they taste.
It's an Asian pear.
Okay,
you guys.
Next week we should have an Asian pear for our podcast
fruit.
Snack. Because that persimmon was not worth
That's a dud.
But I feel like an Asian pear would be worth it. And we can get that at the farmer's market. And they'll be like, this is a ripe one.
I don't know what happened with that persimmon. I'm still like.
I still kind of feel a little bit like we should go to the farmer's market next Sunday and be like, can you give us a persimmon that's properly ripe? Because they should know, right? Like the farmers know. Be like, give us one that's ripe. Right now, and then we'll try it.
That's such a weird... I wanted it to be better than that.
I did, too. It looked better than that. Like, the flesh of it looked like a tomato. It looked like a melon, thick. Honestly. Yeah. Like a cantaloupe. Mm. But it was not that at all. I'm really upset about it, actually. I wonder if you, like, baked it, like, if you, like, made, like, a little tart, and you, like, put the persimmon, like, sliced really thinly, like, put them on top, maybe the texture changes when they bake, so they don't hurt you so much. Maybe that's the thing.
It's like trying to eat raw rhubarb. It's bad for you.
Never had it.
I've never had raw rhubarb because you're not supposed to eat it raw.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I never had it. What's your number two fruit?
Parsnips.
That's not a fruit. That's a root vegetable.
Hold on. Pears.
Your number two is pears?
No, you said pears.
I said pears for number three. We can have the same fruits.
Hold on. Orange.
Peaches? How about peaches?
I like peaches.
I know you like... Do you know what your number one is?
Orange.
You should come up with your number one and then base your number two off your number one.
My number one is huckleberries.
Huckleberries. Ooh, tell me more about huckleberries, because I never had a huckleberry.
I hate picking huckleberries.
Why?
Because you have to go to the swamp in the middle of summer when there's a million mosquitoes and bugs and they
want to kill you. And your grandfather makes you pick them anyway because...
Yeah, and then we sell them for $2.
It's just our fridge. Don't worry about it.
$2 for a quart, which takes you an hour to get. So it's basically you make $2
an
hour.
It's slavery. It's what it is.
To go into a swamp and get all sweaty and gross and bug bites.
Let's be honest. Like, the Jut probably gets that money. Are you seeing that money?
Yeah.
Like, did you really see it?
If we picked a quart,
we gotta
keep our $2.
Woo! Lucky you.
But he would sell them to, like, the local restaurants.
Well, that's a good idea, actually.
Because they would make huckleberry
pie. Because it's seasonal
pie.
And it's hard to get. Otherwise, you're going to pay a bunch. Or they could pay $2 to some sweaty kid.
Yeah.
Sweaty 9-year-old picking in a bog.
Yeah. So one time we decided, I forget who it was me and one of my friends, we decided that we were going to go pick huckleberries. But instead of selling them for $2, we're going to go and sell them ourselves.
Mm-hmm. How did that work for you?
We sold them for $3.
$3?
Two people in the neighborhood.
That's a 50% markup.
It totally is. I was like, we have this. These are fresh picked. We picked these blueberries. Yeah. These huckleberries. Would you want to buy them for
$3? $3. That's like store prices, though. But they don't have to go to the store to get them.
But they're fresh.
And
they're wild, fresh blueberries.
They probably actually have flavor. That's part of the problem with a lot of berries from like the store is they don't have any flavor because they're bred to be shelf stable,
not to taste awesome. But they're like smaller and darker. And just super blueberry, good flavor.
My number two fruit is a grape. I like a grape a lot. All the kinds of grapes.
They're pretty grape.
Oh, this persimmon kind of had, you know, like how you, sometimes you have a grape that's like real dry and makes your mouth. Yeah, it's like that.
It's like
a grape that makes your mouth real dry.
Astringent grape.
Yeah. It's a lot like that, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my number one is a raspberry. I really like raspberries.
What about blue raspberry? Does that count?
It's not real. Blue raspberries aren't real. There's blueberries, there's raspberries, there's blackberries. I don't think there are
pink lemons.
Well, there may be pink lemons. I don't think that's where pink lemonade came from. I also feel like there are not pink lemons.
I think we had a podcast about five years ago about pink lemonade.
We probably did have a...
Because we didn't know if pink lemons were real.
This does sound really familiar. Throwback Monday.
We had a podcast talking about pink lemons. Look it up.
I was going to say something. It was going to be really important. I remember what it was. Oh, I was going to talk about our electricity bill on the podcast. So when we moved to Seattle, we were under the impression that our electricity was bundled into our rent price. And then we found out after we moved in that it wasn't. And we set up the account and paid it manually for like a month and then set up auto pay. Well, when I set up auto pay, I like transposed a digit or something in the account number so it didn't run through. Like it didn't go through correctly because it wouldn't, right? So this month, I looked at our bill and last month I got an email that said like, if you're set up for auto pay, like you're set up for auto pay and you don't have to do anything because it's on auto pay, right? This month I get the bill. It's $200. It contains both last month's and this month's usage, as well as a $67 returned fee, like return payment fee. And I was like, what the fuck? Apparently, when you transpose a digit and the charge doesn't go through, they charge you $67 for that inconvenience. Then I was like, what the fuck? So now we have to pay Seattle City Light $200.
Maybe not. I'm going to talk to them.
Yeah, you should really fight that. That's ridiculous.
I'm going to call them. And just...
Because we, I mean, it's not like there's ever been a time they tried to take our money and we didn't have it there for
them. Yeah.
We definitely had it there for
it's
them.
It's like, oh, we put the wrong digit.
Because I would expect, like, a return payment fee if
like
you...
Like, if you sent them a check and
if you sent them a check
bounced.
And it bounced. Or if you overdrafted your account. But that that definitely didn't happen. So unless
there was
they
no return
charged us thousands of dollars, like, for our light bill, which I don't think they probably
I hope
did.
They don't do that.
Yeah, so we're going to have to call them, but I'll have you call them.
Yeah.
That's all. I don't... Being an adult sucks sometimes. Because you have to worry about, like, your light bill. Otherwise, your lights don't stay on.
Mm-hmm. Well, so it was for 2 months, though. So.
It was for 2 months.
So
it's less money than I thought. Like,
yeah.
I thought it was an unreasonably high bill, but it was for 2 months, and there's a $67 charge in there. So, really, it's only, like, $70 a month, which is what I was expecting.
Which is reasonable.
Yeah, but that was a big, like, what situation, because I wasn't expecting it.
What else did we do this week?
What else did we do this week? We went shopping and Pokemon hunting. Oh, Pokemon update.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
There's an update. So now when you... Oh, I caught an Arcanine.
You got an Arcanine.
Today.
You caught a wild Arcanine.
As soon as I got off the bus stop, I was like, well, let me turn on my Pokemon.
Nice.
And then it's like, oh, there's an Arcanine, like, right in front of you. And I was like, oh, well, let me...
Perfect.
Let me just scoop that up. He's level 138.
Just a little guy.
Yeah.
So, the Pokemon Go update brought a couple of things. One, it brought, luckily, the same opening screen with the Gengar, which I really appreciate. I was afraid they were going to revert to the Gyarados, but I like the Gengar
a
lot better.
They'll
yeah.
change it again.
Two, it brought daily bonuses. So, you get a bonus your first time spinning a Pokestop in a day, and your first time catching a Pokemon in a day.
Yeah, 500 EXPs.
Yeah, 500 each, which really, that's great. That adds up quickly. Third, for some locations, there's an additional tracker that had been being tested in San Francisco, but is out a little bit wider now.
Yeah, it's Seattle, San Francisco,
yeah.
and one other place.
Yeah, I thought it was more than that, so I told my sister about it today, and then she's like, I don't have that, and I was like, oh, I'm a jerk.
Yeah,
because I didn't know.
Oh, it's just us in Seattle having
it. I thought it was everybody, but
it's
Seattle.
It's
which makes
Seattle,
sense, because
yeah.
Niantic is here.
Oh,
like, they're
here
in San Francisco, I think. Oh. Or is it Nintendo that's here?
Nintendo's
somebody's here.
Yeah, Nintendo's in Bellevue.
In Bellevue. Whatever, they're here. So there's people that test it here.
Mm-hmm.
Is really it. So I was talking today with my boss about if the apocalypse happens, like, we're in a pretty liberal city, right? We're probably going to be fine. Except that we're probably in the top 5 bombing targets in the United States
sure.
because of all the technology.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still fucked.
So did I tell you about one of my coworkers who has an uncle who works for Nintendo?
You did actually tell me that.
That's creepy.
Is it? Because of that game,
My uncle who works for Nintendo. Like, because they said that line. They said, my uncle who works for Nintendo.
And you're
I was
like, that's not real.
You're kidding. You're,
something, you're... I'm never playing on your Game Boy.
I hate you. Don't invite me over.
Don't invite me over. I'm never coming over. I'm never going to talk to you again.
If you don't understand the reference.
Play the game.
There's a, just
or
Google
watch Markiplier
the
play
uncle
it.
Who works for Nintendo. Yeah, you could just watch Markiplier.
Just watch Markiplier play it, because he'll get all the endings and everything you don't have to worry about.
Yeah. It's just a half an hour video of him playing it and going, you know
yeah.
how he does.
Yeah, that's how he does. You know how Markiplier do.
If you know about YouTube. Do you know that there's so many other YouTube channels that I've never heard of?
Yeah, I do know that. Because I read you, like, the people who'd been number one on YouTube. Like, who were
I'm like, I don't know.
You're like, I don't know that person. I don't know that person. Who's that person? Jenna Marbles? Never heard of her.
What was it again?
Jenna Marbles? She's, like, the number one YouTube personality. Has been for a long time. I watched some of her videos the other day. I don't really get why.
Kids like her?
I don't know, dude. Well, she was in, like, early YouTube, like, 2007, 2008 YouTube.
So 10 years.
Yeah, she just kind of stuck around.
How come I didn't do that?
Because you didn't think of it.
And
who would have thought YouTube was going to become
and
what
who would
it is?
Watch me on YouTube?
Because what it was, like, when it first started, it was just, like, an extension of Google Videos, more or less. Mm. It was just, like, a place to put videos. Nobody thought it would be, like, channels and shows and a community
or anything.
I didn't
start doing YouTube until, like, 2010. I was way late.
Yeah, and even then, you didn't actually do YouTube. You just, like, recorded songs.
And put them on YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, how do you do YouTube?
You, like, so it's like podcasts, right? Which we're clearly very good at creating a quality podcast that a lot of people listen to consistently.
Well, no, we don't advertise, though.
We don't. That's true. So one thing is finding like a niche that nobody else is in, or doing something everyone else is in really, really well. Two is consistency. You have to make videos all of the time and put them up all of the time.
We do every week, every Monday we do a podcast.
Yeah.
But okay, so I like to think that we are like a hidden gem of podcasts.
We are. When one or both of us gets famous someday, they're going to come back and listen and be like, how come we were never listening to this podcast? This is a great podcast. And they're gonna say great because the reason we're gonna be famous is because that we're some sort of fascist dictator situation, so they have to think it's great or they die.
Hold on.
Are you writing our fascist dictator
no
theme song? You guys, I wrote a joke. I don't think I told the world yet, but one of my new like things I want to do before I die is do stand-up once. And I wrote a joke last night. And in my head, this joke takes 2 minutes to tell, but for real, it probably takes 20 seconds. You know how it is. But ideally, I want to get 2 minutes of material so that I can do the local open mic. Nobody's gonna laugh, but at least I'll have done it. I wrote a very boring, trite joke, but it's okay, because it's my joke. It's probably actually someone else's joke already. I think that's probably a thing that happens a lot when you start, as you write the jokes people have already written.
I never heard a joke.
Never heard a joke before?
Tell me a joke.
What did the nosy pepper do?
Did he get all up in your business?
Yeah, he got jalapeno business.
Like a jalapeno pepper?
Yeah, like a pepper.
They don't have noses, though.
No, he's nosy. You don't have to have a nose to be nosy. Like, nosy means, like, getting in other people's business.
Getting the jalapeno business.
Yeah, getting the jalapeno business.
Jalapeno business?
Jalapeno.
That's a spicy joke.
Do you want to talk about the lunch you had today?
I had some butternut squash lasagna that was rad.
Okay.
It was like lasagna, but instead of noodles, it was butternut squash, which was a bitch to cut, I hear. I heard that it wasn't very easy to cut it.
Yeah, it was kind of a pain. All right. I have grabbed a number of mind traps because I need a break from reality. You're going to get the spray candy to see if you can still allowed to have it. There's not really anything
there's
in it.
There's xylitol in it.
Yeah, there's not really anything
I'm
going
to have one spray to get that garlic fruit.
I'm going to have a spray to get the jaw dry. I did it wrong.
You sprayed it across your face.
Listen. I'm not good at things. Alright. Ahem.
Too tart.
The butter and the persimmon. A man was found assassinated in his 51st floor hotel room, which had been locked from within by the deadbolt. He was slashed into a chair in front of one of the windows in the room.
Was there a puddle under him?
We're not there yet.
Okay.
The carpet below the drapes was damp. The only sound in the room was the steady drone of the air conditioner. A bullet had entered the back of his head and was lodged in the base of his skull. It was determined he was shot and killed exactly where he sat, and that the bullet had been fired from well over 30 meters away. The man had been dead for several hours. Since the windows had been locked from within and the glass unbroken, how was the assassination carried out?
The glass wasn't broken.
That's correct. The carpet below the window drapes was damp. He was on the 51st floor. So someone shot him and then he closed the window because it was raining outside. And then he died.
Turn on his air conditioning. Can I read it?
Yeah.
Okay. Man was found assassinated. Like he wasn't just murdered. He was assassinated. Like he was important.
Mm-hmm.
Locked from within. Slouched in a chair in front of the window. Carpet below the window drapes was damp.
Yeah.
It was an icicle.
Yeah, there's some ice probably involved somewhere. Oh, maybe the ice was propping the window open. The window was propped open with ice. They shot him through the window, like through the crack, and then the ice melted over time.
That sounds reasonable.
I'm fine with that.
We'll go with that.
What is it? You're making a smile face. You're making a skeptical smile face.
I don't even know what I was going for.
Smarmy.
The window had been kept open with a piece of ice.
What?
As the ice melted, the window slowly slid down until it automatically locked itself from within. Those two, slid down and automatically, are italicized.
In quotes. Oh, italicized.
I don't have an italicized.
There's no, you don't have italicized
gesture.
Fingers.
I don't have italicized
All
finger
right, goes
gestures.
In the back, goes in the way back. There you go.
Butt goes in the back.
Why are 1990 American dollar bills worth more than 1989 American dollar
because
bills?
Because there's one more of them?
Yeah, there is one more of them. I like that, though. That's a, I like that riddle. It's better to read that one.
So, I have a story about work.
Please do.
There was like three teenagers in
the
store.
That's the correct response to I have a story about work, though. Please do. Just yeah. want to point that out.
I know what you mean.
I know, but I want to point out how dumb I am. Continue.
Oh, there's a, this is a typo. There's this, no space.
Yeah, it's missing a space. I noticed.
Anyway, so there was some teenagers in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they're talking about time travel.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones
were
said,
they super wrong? Because you've seen a lot of time
travel. No. It wasn't a deep conversation about time travel. I just mentioned
they are
that.
Teenagers.
I just mentioned that when I was a kid, you could get Swedish fish for a penny a piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because I'm
candy.
Old.
Yeah. You're not old.
And they're like, yeah, you're old.
Do
no.
they say
no,
you're
no,
old?
No.
They say yeah, you're old.
No, because that's not how kids talk. I don't. I'm not gonna. Deign to write like children's like movies or like not what am I saying
I don't
like
know
when you,
what you're
when you see like movies with teenagers in them and how the teenagers act in the movies that's not how teenagers
no,
are
no that's how adults think teenagers
right
are.
And I'm not
you're
gonna
not
do that.
That
but anyway but then they said yeah if I had could go back in time I would take $5 into the past and buy you know, a bunch of stuff.
How far into the past?
It doesn't matter. You could buy so much more. But
yeah,
I was like,
you
just
gotta
make sure that
that
you get
a bill from that time.
Yeah,
right?
I said, make sure that your $5 bill isn't from this year or else they won't take it.
Yeah, they're gonna think it's counterfeit.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like 2016. They don't make bills then. Although, what's the last bill year? Dollar bill year?
Oh, I have no idea.
Because they only, it's like
it's
the
like
last time they redesign
like
it, right?
6 years or something they do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Professor Quantum was giving a lecture on the life of the aristocracy in the 19th century.
Sounds riveting.
I'm going to do my Professor Quantum voice. "'Twas during a large
oh my God.
Gathering of nobility, began Quantum, when a fairly common occurrence took place. The queen suddenly attacked and killed the king.
Well, okay, can we
the
back
crowd
up?
Watched the entire scene
can we back up for a second?
Casually continued their party. In what situation in the 19th century would a crowd be so casual about the queen killing the king?" It's chess, but...
Okay, let's go back for a second, because I have no idea what you're saying in that voice.
Oh. Well, I don't know if that's my fault.
You're like, ah, bah, 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 bah.
"It was during a large festive gathering of nobility when a fairly common occurrence took place. The queen suddenly attacked and killed the king. The crowd watched the entire scene and then casually continued their party. In what situation in the 19th century would a crowd be so casual about the queen killing the king?" They're playing chess.
No. No, because the game's over before the
king
dies. No,
queen can kill the king. Well, yeah, maybe it's a technicality. I think it's chess. What do you think it is?
So, have you played chess?
Yeah, I played chess. I understand that you
like
you lose
say
when
checkmate.
You lose when the king could be killed,
right? Because it's the game's over before the
right,
king.
Right, but I think
loses.
That might be a technicality here.
Okay, let's go with technicality then.
You're watching a chess match.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, well,
The queen can't suddenly attack and kill the king.
I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you.
Because you move your queen. If the king was going to be in danger, he would have to move out of the way.
Look, I know how chess works. I understand how chess works.
And this question is bullshit.
It's just trying to make you think incorrectly about the words king and queen. Like they're real.
Is that
and
like
not
how
fake.
Westworld is trying to make us think that it's not three
multiple
distinct,
timelines?
Three distinct timelines happening at the same time.
Yeah, that is exactly what it's like. That's what this is like.
Which is possible. I'm not fully subscribed to that theory.
I think it's multiple timelines.
Right.
I don't know how far
so,
apart they are. But
so one thing that was mentioned on the podcast I listened to is
careful
that...
Careful not to get too spoilery, because I know probably most of our people were listening... Okay, both of the people who listen to this podcast, only one of them will have heard it. They're seeing the show. Continue.
I don't know if it's a spoiler, but...
I don't know.
So, Dolores was on a train at one point.
Yep.
At the end of an episode.
Yep.
Episode 5.
Yep.
And... there was one shot of her with other people, mm-hmm. and then there's another shot which is her by herself.
You think it was multiple times?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
And, like, she's doing the same storyline again, but by herself.
Okay. Gary Gladhand, the politician, was very tired after a long day of campaigning. I can't fucking get away from the election. It doesn't leave me alone.
Gary Gladhand?
Gary Who's Gladhand.
Gary Gladhand in the election? Oh, I walked past, the election office for some guy.
Oh, cool.
What's the guy, one of the local guys running with a green sign, Brady something or other?
Could be.
But anyway, I saw him in his little office.
Cool.
And he looked stressed out.
It probably was, because that all happens tomorrow. Although, honestly, probably a lot of King County's already voted.
Yeah.
Because
of the mail-in
really,
ballot.
I never want to leave here, if only because it's so easy to vote.
Yeah, you just get a thing and you just drop it off.
Yeah, they don't try to hold down the minorities here. Everybody gets to vote.
Yeah, that's because we're a liberal state
who
wants everybody to vote.
Liberal, progressive state who, it turns out, cares about people. He went to bed at 10 p.m., wound his alarm clock, and set it for noon the next day. Since Gary fell asleep almost immediately, how many hours of sleep did he get before the alarm woke him?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I heard you say words, I just...
So I found out yesterday, or 2 days ago, or last week, whatever, that one of Brittany's favorite movies is Wet Hot American Summer.
Okay.
And I was telling her about how you like to reenact that scene where he gets all mad about picking stuff up, and she's like, my husband does that too! And I was like, are we married to the same person? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, yours has a beard, right? And she's like, yeah. And
I don't
like,
think we're...
I don't think it...
I don't think so, because I don't even know who she is.
She has kids. Yeah, no, it'd be weird if we were married to the same person. It would be weird.
Okay, so 2 and 12.
Yeah, I saw the answer 14? To this one accidentally, and it's really dumb, so.
Oh, it's 2 hours, because if it's an alarm, if you wind it, it's going to be 2 hours, because it says 12 o'clock.
Yeah. Yep, that's the answer.
Because he's a dummy.
He has a wind-up alarm clock.
Who goes to sleep at 10 o'clock and expects to sleep for 14 hours?
He's really tired. That's what I want to do tomorrow. I want to sleep through the day. We talked about this. All right.
Oh, is this the same situation?
He's campaigning. I mean, it's not that he wants to skip all the results.
He wants to skip, like, all the bullshit waiting for the results.
Could be.
I always had fun watching them on TV.
Yeah, it's fun when the apocalypse might not happen. When it's, like, George Bush or...
I'm too
or,
old to give a shit. Like,
you need
I don't
to give a shit,
I don't
though.
Think that it's gonna matter.
It does matter, and I don't want to talk about this because I'm already really stressed out about it.
Okay.
So. Shadow watched in horror as the convertible sports car seemed to lose control. It crashed through the guardrail, causing the driver to be thrown out of the car and down a 50-meter cliff. Shadow scrambled down the incline to the body. The bloodied driver was pronounced dead. Mm-hmm. About 10 meters away, the car lay on its side. Shadow examined the car and immediately noticed several things. The driver's seat was covered in fresh blood, and one of the four new tires was punctured by a large nail. Shadow was certain the driver had not been killed in the car accident, but was already dead. Why?
Because if the seat was already covered in blood, and then...
And he was thrown out of the car.
Yeah.
Why would there be blood in the car?
Yeah,
I agree with that. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it. That's all I got. That's all the ones I had.
I'm
ready to watch.
I'm real mad about my wax lips.
I'm sorry about your wax lips. You'll have them tomorrow. You know, are they fancy wax lips or are they real standard wax lips? Are they your standard wax lips?
They're
are
the
they
ones...
a frowny wax lip or a smiley
I don't
wax
remember.
Lip? Just lip lippies.
I just left them.
It's okay. It's okay. You probably paid like a dollar for them. 85 cents. I think it's gonna be okay, honey. If you can't find them, I'll get you some wax lips.
Okay.
Get them from some store. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know where I'll get them from, but I can get you some wax lips from somewhere. We went to Archie McPhee yesterday. I finally ponied up and bought the $5 2007 Minnesota State Fair mug.
I hope that works out for you.
Yeah, it was great.
Get to work
I drank coffee from it today. It was great.
I really gotta find a place that has coffee at work that I can just have.
Yeah. I think the key is you have to get used to instant coffee and bring it with you. Which is not ideal in any way. But it can be done. You microwave the water. Put instant coffee in it. Or, alternatively, make it before you leave and bring it to work with you.
Then I have to wake up like an extra 15 minutes again.
You already wake up way before you need to, like, every day.
I wake up on time.
Do you?
I wake up exactly
how
when
early
I need
do you
to.
Get to work, though? Like, how far before work do you get to work?
I got to work 5 minutes late today.
Late? How were you late?
Supposed to be there at 7.
Uh-huh.
Bus came late. Got there at 7:05.
Oh, no. Did you get in trouble?
No. Because I got everything done.
Oh.
Just 5 minutes later.
Just 5 minutes lost pay.
Yeah.
It's probably fine. All right. Well.
Good
folks,
day to you.
If we're not back next week, it's because the apocalypse happened. But none of you will be back either, so you won't know. Unless some of you get raptured. I don't think I'll get raptured.
I saw a show called The Leftovers.
Yeah? Was it the people who didn't get raptured?
No, there's like 2% of the world's population just disappeared.
Oh, yeah. Did
but
they get raptured?
No, probably not, because a lot of them are shitty people.
Oh, they're just gone?
Yeah.
And it was like how you deal with 1 in 50 people you know being gone?
Yeah.
Can't be that bad, right?
Yeah. Well, unless it's like...
Unless they're like strategically difficult to replace people.
Yeah, like, you know, your family.
Ugh. One in 50 of my family
all
members.
Right, this has been going
wow,
way
this
too
has been
long.
A long podcast. Okay,
right,
let's
good.
Get rid of it.
Goodbye.
No.
Oh.
There's gotta be a persimmon joke in here. I know there is one.
Do you think
happy persimmon day. Because Monday...
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.